Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
I believe Disco Dan from Browns Point is ready to beat Migs. Disco Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I moved recently, but I'm here.
Oh!
Well, you're just a mover and a shaker. Where are you now?
Browns Point.
Is that in Tacoma?
Yeah, it's like northeast Tacoma.
Got it.
There we go.
Well, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Disco Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Steven Tyler is the lead singer of what band?
Aerosmith.
Correct. In what decade did Volkswagen debut the Golf?
1980?
No.
90?
No.
70?
Yes. Who was the second president of the United States?
Pass.
How many years can a snail sleep for?
7?
No.
5?
No.
3?
Yes. What organ in the human body produces insulin?
Pancreas?
Correct. What instrument did Sherlock Holmes play?
Pass.
How many different baby mamas did Ray Charles have?
7?
No.
6?
No.
5.
No. What company created Mr. Pibb?
Coca-Cola?
Yes, they did. Coins minted with the letter S were made in what U.S. city?
San Francisco?
Yes. Oh, good job finishing strong there. 6 points total for you, Disco Dan.
Thank you.
And here comes Mr. Steve Migs. He's strutting his stuff with confidence. But is he ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. That's what I thought.
You know it.
Steven Tyler is the lead singer of what band?
Aerosmith.
Correct. In what decade did Volkswagen debut the Golf?
I'm going to guess the 60s, specifically 1969.
Nice, but no.
70s?
Yes.
Okay.
Who was the second president of the United States?
Adams.
Yes. How many years can a snail sleep for?
7.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No.
Damn it.
What organ in the human body produces insulin?
The liver.
No.
The kidney.
No.
The heart.
No. What instrument did Sherlock Holmes play?
The flute.
No.
I don't know. The drums?
No.
I didn't even know he played an instrument. The violin.
Yes. How many different baby mamas did Ray Charles have?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
4.
No. What company created Mr. Pibb?
Pepsi.
No.
Coca-Cola.
Yes. Coins minted with the letter S were made in what U.S. city?
Seattle.
No.
Saratoga.
No.
What?
San Jose.
No. What does the com in .com stand for?
Communication?
No. Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a loss. 6-5. Congratulations, Disco Dan.
Thank you. Let's go Mariners.
Let's
go Mariners. We can agree on that part.
Oh,
that got me excited.
Well, our friend Disco Dan knew that a snail can sleep for 3 years.
Three?
The organ in the human body that produces insulin, he got this one right too. The pancreas.
You know what's weird? In my head, I was thinking pancreas, and I'm like, that's definitely not the answer.
It's too obvious.
Sometimes I just listen to my own brain.
Ray Charles had 10 baby mamas.
No.
Yeah.
Almost as many as Sean Kemp.
Disco Dan knew that if a coin had the letter S on it, it was minted in San Francisco. And the com in .com stands for commercial.
Commercial.
Disco Dan should definitely go to the rock shop to check out our latest shirt. Steve, you want to tell people what that shirt says?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The shirt says, I beat Migs. And Disco Dan did that. Go get the shirt at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
We have this super awesome new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. Download the app to your smartphone. Leave us a message. Some that we have been getting have been so fun. Some have been very interesting, Steve.
We're leaning towards the interesting as today it's all about old people and beaver farts.
Let's slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Our voice messages are open for business. You just head over to the Odyssey app, which is very easy and free to download to your smartphone, and leave us your thoughts right there.
And we have gotten some interesting voice messages, one about beaver farts. We'll get to that one in a second.
I call that something different. Oh.
Wow.
So do I, actually.
Me too.
It's one of the few words that I actually use that letter. Never mind.
Okay.
Let's start off with one about old people. Are you ready for the first voice message that was left for us through our Odyssey app?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to vent about all my old people that work with me at work. They're a bunch of lazy people. They don't do anything.
Is this Danny talking about us?
Us boomers?
You jerk.
You're welcome.
So, you know, if you're going to be that old, then you need to just stay at home and do nothing instead of trying to work and make our work harder.
Yeah.
Well, why stay at home and do nothing when you can go to work and do nothing and get paid for it?
Duh.
I mean, they've earned that right. They're old.
What do you think he does for a living?
Oh, I would love to know.
Yeah, he's a barista or something.
I wonder.
There's certain places,
works
though,
at Walmart.
Yeah.
Certain places I go where I'm looking for the oldest person that works there. And that's like Home Depot, Lowe's, any sort of like hardware store. I'm like, I want a dude named like Henry in his late 60s to help me find what it is that I'm looking for. I'm not going after the young, you know, millennial or Gen Z person for help. I want Henry.
You think Henry knows exactly what it is?
Yeah, his friends call him Hank.
Hank can tell you exactly what to do, and he could probably save you a couple bucks while doing it.
And guess what? He's not like tweeting during his lunch break, you know? He's a hardworking man.
But sometimes you go up to those young whippersnappers over at Home Depot, and it's clear that they have no idea what they're talking about. I'm like, would you learn that on YouTube? Oh, jerk.
Loser.
Wow.
All right. Now we go from old people to beaver farts. Mm-hmm.
Please tell me you're going to talk about the beavers that fart and they don't fart just for fun, unlike you, Migs. I hope you.
Okay, hold on a second. Why am I being attacked on
this?
Is this
your wife?
Sounds a lot like Sid.
I hope you guys talk about it. I was reading about it this morning and it's f-ing hilarious.
All right, do you know what this is all about?
No.
Because I had to Google it to figure out what the hell she's talking about with beaver farts. So apparently the wildlife group captured a beaver that farted. And so I would just instantly think that's hilarious. Beavers also don't eat the right foods and their stomachs don't agree with it, whatever. But apparently they don't do it for relief or amusement. According to these wildlife experts, they do it on purpose. And here's a beaver officer.
What?
Which was Danny's job in college as well. Her name is Lauren. It still is. Okay, over at Emo Night. DJ Beaver Officer. Can you start calling by that? Or DJ Officer Beaver?
No.
All right, well, anyways, here's Lauren talking about why beavers fart.
We put camera traps out to try and track the beaver activity, and we got loads of really great stuff. So we got the beavers building their dams, grooming, feeding, swimming. But one that did stand out and made everyone in the office laugh was the beaver breaking wind. Beavers.
Okay, is that the beaver farting right there?
It's juicy.
beavers, near their tail, they have glands that can secrete this oil called castoreum, and that actually helps them to mark their territory. So we think what the beaver was doing in the video is actually marking its territory and communicating to any other beavers out there that actually this is my patch.
Huh, I'm going to remember to use that when I fart in front of my wife. Be like, look, I'm just marking my path. It's castoreum. I'm just releasing my castoreum. Sorry, babe.
Does it sound like that when you do it?
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
A 7-year-old did something so completely insane, it led to him and his little sister going missing. They are both fine, but the story is completely wild, and we're going to tell you all about it at 7:20. There's a 7-year-old boy in Utah who I'm really hoping is not destined for a life of crime, Steve Miggs.
Uh-oh.
Because what he did, he took his mom's car.
Okay.
His little sister was in the car, and he drove it for 10 miles.
What?
Through multiple towns.
7 years old.
7 years old.
So his sister's younger than seven. Oh, that won't freak out mom at all.
Not at all.
No.
So neither of the kids were hurt. They did end up stopping when they hit some sort of like a parking strip, and then the car wasn't moving anymore.
That's impressive, though, at seven, that you could drive for that long and not get into an accident.
Insane. These are some of the folks in the community talking about what happened.
I was pretty shocked and scared because, I mean, I have a kid, so I know how scary it is to come home and find your kid and your car gone. This is a really high trafficked area for a little kid.
Yeah, I would be freaked out. I mean, if my Kia Sportage was gone, that would just make me very sad. I mean, Tatum was gone too. No.
Yeah, I mean, such a great car.
Yeah, I mean, Tatum doesn't make a beeping sound when she backs up, but my car does.
This is a really high trafficked area for a little kid to be driving right here.
That's honestly crazy to me. I can't believe that he had the knowledge to really know how to, like, drive a car and even reach the pedal.
You're right. Like, how tall is a 7-year-old?
I mean, when we get onto our driveway, sometimes I'll let Barrett sit in my lap and,
sure,
and steer, but his feet are so far from the pedals at 5.5.
And yeah, in a year and a half, his feet will still not be able to touch the pedals.
No, not even close.
And I'm picturing like he like taped like wood blocks to it. Like, you remember that you see like in those like stupid children shows or like, you know, cartoons or something.
And that's a blessing, really, because honestly, the fact that child at 7 years old didn't crash a car and kill somebody, including themselves, is insane.
It is insane.
Did you do anything that insane when you were a kid?
Not driving a car, but I am thinking, trying to think about like when I was younger, things that could have gotten us arrested or in trouble. And there was once a time that my friends and I, we all conspired to break into our other friend's home and steal something.
What?
And we did it.
What was the thing?
Well, he was in our band and he got kicked out of the band, and it wasn't his bass guitar. It was one of the members of the band's bass guitar, and he refused to give the bass guitar back.
Ooh.
So we're like, you know what we'll do? When he's not home, we'll go through his back door with a screen door, and we'll go in and we'll take that bass back. And so we did just that. And now looking back on it, I'm like, man, this could have gone wrong for so many different reasons. Like, what if the wrong person was, or, you know, somebody was home and all of a sudden they heard a commotion and it's three idiots going into somebody's home taking a bass guitar?
Yeah.
Or if the cops showed up. I mean, at best, the cops showing up, at worst, you know, something really awful could have happened.
Yeah, it was like a full-on home invasion.
But the son of a bitch should have given us back the base. He wasn't good.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, I did do a little shoplifting at Disneyland.
What did you steal?
I stole a ring, a Mickey Mouse ring, and a picture frame.
Did your parents ever find out?
No. I wasn't going to confess to them.
Let's write that down, because next time we talk to her parents, we need to let them know that they brought up a criminal.
I didn't have a like history of shoplifting. I was just like, man, these are really expensive things, and I don't have any money, so I'll just put them in my backpack.
Wow. What about you, Danny?
I think, well, I was just a pyro when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I'd go around, and I would convince all my cousins to just, like, steal matches, and then we would go and just light things on fire, including my grandma's house one time, because there was just a bunch of brush around, and I was like, oh, let's see. So I lit the brush on fire.
It goes up quick.
It went. I remember my mom never like got super like mad at me. That time she screamed at me because I was like, I almost burned down my grandma's house.
Any damage? Like damage that she needed, like, you know?
No, thank God. Oh, it was God. Just the brush. We got it out before it went too crazy. But it was like, I remember being in a lot. And it, like at that point, it's like, man, arson. Yeah, we could have burned down multiple structures.
Those are our childhood crimes. Arsonist, breaking and entering, shoplifting.
Wow.
What about the Rockaholics? Did you ever do anything that maybe you should have been arrested for as a kid? 206-803-ROCK.
You're listening to Two Thieves and a Pyro.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What did you do as a kid that, looking back, you totally should have been arrested for? 206-803-ROCK. Confess your childhood crimes. After Lenny Kravitz. What did you do as a kid that when you look back on it now, you realize, you know what, I probably should have been arrested for that? 206-803-ROCK. Call up and confess your childhood crimes. Now, Steve, we have three Rockaholics on hold, all whom of which have stories involving fire.
Fire?
Yeah.
All right.
So who do you want to start with? Should we go, let's go Danny in Bellevue, because we already have one arsonist, Danny, as part of this show. Danny from Bellevue, tell us what you should have gotten arrested for as a kid.
Danny? Yes, is that you?
James.
Danny, James. They sound the same. James, what's going on, my man?
Yeah, so I didn't burn anything, but starting April, on April Fool's Day, I started pulling the fire alarm. And then after the first day, I was like, hey, why not keep on doing it? So I did it for 2 weeks straight. Which, you know, I look back on it and you're like, you know, it's not very good, but it was funny.
You were that, because I remember being a kid in school and you'd see like the little break, the little hammer break it, and you're like, oh, that'd be kind of crazy if we did that, but you were that person.
Well, it was an older fire alarm, so it didn't have like the, you know, the breaking thing. You just pull it.
That's a lever.
You have to do.
Did you ever get busted?
So my sister's friend, I guess, was, I went to Stadium High School in Tacoma.
Yeah.
So she was in the top tower, and every time I pulled it was the same time, and she would have to, like, walk down and walk up, and she knew it was me. So, yes, eventually I did get busted. Only got in-school suspension for, like, 3 days, but, yeah, it was pretty worth it. Slowly everybody found out, and, yeah, I'm amazed I didn't get fined or arrested.
That's insane. I love that, that whoever that girl was, finally, I'm just sick of James's ass. Like, how many times do I have to go down and have to deal with this? I'm finally going to rat him out.
206-803-ROCK. Looking back, you totally should have been arrested for doing this as a child. Mike from Woodinville, what's your story?
Hey there. Good morning. When we were growing up, we started off with bottle rockets, tearing them apart, graduated to tennis balls, and then we ended up making a pipe bomb up north. There's a couple containers next to the school, high school up there, and so we decided to light it off between it. Took off running, and red shrapnel in the middle of the night takes off. We go look the next day, and there's a foot and a half foot hole where it blew off. After that, we were done.
Did anybody ever find out that it was you guys that did that?
No, luckily no.
That's insane. You know, I feel like there's so many people that are going to have stories about fireworks.
Oh my gosh!
Especially when you're a teenager, you just want to see how big the boom can get.
Jacob from Puyallup, what did you do as a kid that, looking back on it, you totally should have been arrested for?
So, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I don't know, 10, 11 years old or so. My buddy, his dad owned a shotgun, and he stole a pack of shotgun shells, and we literally took pliers and pulled the plugs out of it and the gunpowder and put it into glass bottle, beer bottles, and we set a tree on fire.
Did anyone ever get hurt from doing this?
We did not. When we set the tree on fire, we got freaked out and ran and then went back to it and put it out.
Well, that was very responsible of you. Clean up the mess a little bit.
So the parents would be very proud of this situation. Yes.
206-803-ROCK. Confess your childhood crimes. What did you do as a kid that you probably should have been arrested for?
I like this text. It says, arrested? Maybe not. But when we were teens, we would go to new housing developments and take the sale signs and the sandwich boards and go put them in the yards of friends of people who we didn't like. It almost backfired one time when a friend's mom thought their landlord was selling the house without telling her. And that's from our friend Rose in Tacoma.
Okay, that's funny.
That's a funny, harmless prank.
I love that. 206-803-ROCK. A childhood crime from an anonymous rockaholic.
Wait, they're going by anonymous?
Yes.
Awesome.
Hello.
Anonymous. Hi. I used to steal Christmas trees from properties.
Do you mean like a Christmas tree lot, or like one where you had to go cut it down?
like when sometimes it'd be from like where you had like a lot where you went and cut it down, but sometimes it would just be in people's yards.
So what would you do with these Christmas trees? Would you come home and be like, I got us another Christmas tree?
I mean, it was during Christmas. I grew up with a single mom, and I felt bad that she would have to spend money, and I was rebellious, and I decided that this was just going to be my thing. This is how I was going to contribute to Christmas in my house, was going and stealing these trees.
So did mom ever say, hey, how did you get the money to buy? I mean, I imagine you didn't go home and be like, hey, look, I stole this Christmas tree from one of our neighbors. I'd imagine you were saying, hey, I bought this or I purchased. Like, how did you pull that off?
At first, I said that my friends got it for me, but eventually I did confess, and I actually got her to go with me one time.
To steal one?
Over barbed wire in the fence. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
The trained Christmas tree bandits.
I love that. Yes. The daughter got the mom involved into a life of crime.
That is amazing.
Christmas tree crime.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? Were you listening to the men's room at 540 yesterday for the three correct answers we give out during the cheat sheet? Call 206-803-ROCK right now, and we will play Beat Migs at 750.